WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
The COVID-19 pandemic has changed a lot of summer plans for college students, like internships, travel, jobs. WBEZ's Kate McGee explores how students are still trying to make the most of the summer.
Rice University student Kazlee Matthews had big plans this summer. She was going to spend 8 weeks in Argentina studying public health and working in a clinic. Then she was heading to Israel for a traditional birthright trip for young Jewish adults. All of that was canceled due to the novel coronavirus. She moved back in with her parents in Chicago's Lincoln Park neighborhood.
So instead, I took calculus 2.
Definitely a bummer. COVID-19 has canceled many internships, study abroad opportunities, and typical fun summer plans. As colleges worry how the pandemic will affect fall enrollment, many schools in Illinois have seen a bump in summer enrollment compared to last year as students try to turn lemons into some kind of lemonade. The University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign and the University of Illinois at Chicago both saw summer enrollment numbers jump 25% and 27%, respectively, from last summer. Alina Callis is an incoming freshman at Loyola University Chicago. She decided to get a head start and take online classes this summer to get some of her general courses out of the way.
Especially double majoring, I would have to do a little bit more work, and just thinking of the future, I want to study abroad and things like that, and I just want to make time.
Loyola and other local private universities say they've seen an increase in summer enrollments too. For those lucky enough to keep their internships, it's now from the comfort of their homes. Indiana resident Joe Graziano says when the pandemic initially hit, lots of friends saw summer internships they'd secured in the fall canceled. And he was worried his paid internship with the risk management company Aon would be too. He plays baseball for Butler University and dedicated previous summers to baseball. Heading into senior year, his resume was pretty thin.
So I kind of really needed this, I'm not going to lie. So it got canceled. My resume would have been like baseball, like a club. Not very filling.
Aon depends heavily on its interns. Traditionally, they hire nearly 2/3 every year permanently. So they mailed laptops home for interns and integrated them into teams who are also working virtually due to the pandemic. They've also been assigned group projects with other interns to help improve the company internally. Graziano says he misses the in-person interaction. It's difficult to make a good impression remotely.
There's a lot you can get from even just small talk at the office. And sometimes video calls, it's kind of hard to get across my personality as I want to. I don't know. It's hard to portray myself to you kind of over video.
Still, he feels lucky to earn a paycheck this summer. So does 19-year-old Manny Gonzalez, who is studying computer science and engineering at Harold Washington College in downtown Chicago. He was involved with the group Genesis Works in high school, which helps students in underinvested communities connect with employers for job and internship opportunities. He was able to quit an overnight job at UPS and start working at a data analytics company downtown, which he's continued remotely throughout the pandemic, guaranteed income that's also helping him build toward his career.
I honestly feel like I'm lucky because, you know, not everybody gets this opportunity, especially at my age, having these big corporate companies on my resume at my age. So it's it's a blessing.
But even with his job, he's being extra productive this summer. He's tacked on 2 summer classes so he can finish his associate's degree early and transfer to a 4-year school to earn a bachelor's. Kate McGee, WBEZ News.